Okay, good evening. This is actually a special shiur for me because according to my calculation, this is the 1,000th shiur I'm giving on Lai Yutora. So that's something. That is something that I'm certainly very proud of, Baruch Hashem. I'd like to speak with you tonight, as Parshas told us, about the question of Eino Mitzuva Va'osa. Now, this comes up in two different contexts in Parshas Toldos, Va'afaresh. One context that comes up is at the beginning of the parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Yitzchak, and he says, Yitzchak, don't go down to Mitzrayim, live in this land, I'll bless you, etc. And then, Ekev Asher Shama Avram Bekoli Vayishma Mishmarti Mitzosai Fukosai Vesorosai. Right, so the Torah, the beginning of the sixth parasha says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bless Yitzchak because Avram Avinu listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Avram Avinu kept mitzvot seichu kosai v'sorosai. And this leads the Gemara in Yoma and the Mishnah at the end of Kedusha. Now I should point out that the Gemara in Yoma says Amar Rav kiyem Avram Avinu kalatai v'kula. Right? The Torah says that Rav, the Amoris, and Avram Avinu kept the entire Torah, based on his pasuk, Ekev Asher Shama Avram, etc. Right? It says, Mitzvosai, Chukosai, Visorosai, and this teaches me that he kept everything, even Erev Tavshilin, Tarish Abeksav, Tarish Abalpeh, Avram Avinu kept everything. That is Yuma Chavches. This appears also in the Mishnah Sof Kedushin, that Avram Avinu kept the entire Torah. Taisus HaRash, already Sof Kedushin, raises the question, how come Rav is saying it in Yuma Chavches, when it's a Mishnah at the end of Kedushin? So Tosafot HaRash answers, you know what, it's not really a Mishnah. It's really a Braisa, and Rav is sort of just reporting back on that Braisa. Okay, that's what it says here in Yuma Chavches and the end of Kedushin. Now, this idea that Avram Avinu kept the entire Torah is the Chora, the din of Eino Mitzuva Va'osa, no? Right? It's obvious that Avram Avinu is keeping all of Torah, even though it's not given. That's what we call Eino Mitzuva Va'osa. And we know, the Gemara in Kedushin tells me that Godo HaMitzuva Va'osa Yoseh Mimisha Eino Mitzuva Va'osa. Right, Tosfos writes there in Kedushin that the Mitzuva Va'osa is greater because the Mitzuva Va'osa has to confront the Yetzer Hara. When I do something as a volunteer, in some ways it's much easier because there's no impediment. There's no what? How do you say?
No pressure. It's also no pressure.
Yeah, there's no pressure. But when a person is a Mitzuva Va'osa, so then you have the pressure not to do it. So that's why Tosus says, Godo HaMitzuva Va'osa Mimisha Eino Mitzuva Va'osa. And that Tosus is slightly shver, because I would say the Pashtus in Godo HaMitzuva Va'osa is that it's greater to do something because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to do it. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to do it, so then I'm doing Ritzon Hashem. And if I'm Eino Mitzuva Va'osa, so I'm not doing Ritzon Hashem, and it's better to listen to what God wants, to do Ritzon Hashem, rather than not doing Ritzon Hashem. Right? But for some reason, right, and it's a little bit difficult, that Tosfos tells me that Godo Mitzuva Va'osa is because of the Yetzirah. You don't have to say the Yetzirah, you could say it's because of the brownie points. It's because, right, I get points from listening to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if I'm Eino Mitzuva Va'osa, I'm not really listening to the Ribbono Shel Olam, because I'm doing it on my own volition.
But it's something that God wants done, but you exempted, let's say, because of the Yosef was blocked, right?
Yeah, so we're going to talk about all that. But at the same time, if God wants it done, but God doesn't necessarily want me to do it, right? Because I'm not obligated. So it's like Avram Avinu being Mikhaim Kalatai Rekula. Avram Avinu is keeping the entire Torah. He's Eino Mitzuva Va'osa. But L'chaora, the schar that I get is less because I get more. Like, not only am I doing an action that's considered to be a good action, but I also get points for listening to God. Right? If I'm Mitzuva Va'osa, I'm doing two good things in every mitzvah. I'm wearing tefillin, which itself is a good thing. Avraham Avinu wore tefillin, right? He kept all of Torah. Not only is he doing the good action wearing tefillin, right? Well, Avraham Avinu was only doing the good action wearing tefillin. When I wear tefillin, I'm doing the good act of wearing tefillin, and I'm also listening to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's better. It's better to get two rather than one. No? So that if I would have been Tosfos, I would have said it that way. For some reason, Tosfos wants to say in terms of the Yetzer Hara aspect, which probably means that for Tosfos, the action itself is a better action when I'm a Mitzvah of Osa. The tefillin that I'm wearing and the tefillin that Avraham Avinu wore, my tefillin is better. Because Avraham Avinu had no Yetzer Hara not to wear tefillin. I have a Yetzer Hara not to wear tefillin. Therefore, it's, right, the act itself, because it overcomes an obstacle, the act itself is a better act. Right? There are two dimensions that we're trying to argue. There's one dimension that listening to God is an advantage. Okay, that's one thing about being a mitzvah v'osa. But additionally, well, the way Tosfos and Kedushin is saying it is that mitzvah v'osa means that the action itself is more valuable because the action is overcoming an obstacle.
Who's the greater person? Let's say a doctor whose profession is to take care of sick people and he gets paid for it, or the Hatzalah volunteer who gives up his spare time and does
so in some ways you would say the Hatzalah volunteer is greater,
yes.
But on the other hand, the Hatzalah volunteer always has a right of saying, I'm on vacation, I'm not going.
He doesn't.
But because he could do that, right, he's Eino. Again, Chazal's statement of Gadol HaMetzuva V'Osa Mimisha Eino Metzuva V'Osa is a bit paradoxical.
Yes.
Eino Chanami. I'm not arguing with that. I'm just saying, oh, no. So one aspect of Gadol HaMetzuva V'Osa in this week's parasha is found in terms of Avraham Avinu keeping Kol HaTorah Kula before it was given. Now it happens that Chazal have a tradition that not only did Avraham Avinu keep Kol HaTorah Kula, but Yitzchak and Yaakov also kept Kol HaTorah Kula before it was given, no? And we see that in this week's parasha, and this will bring us to Eino Metzuva V'Osa number 2. Torah writes that Yitzchak Avinu was blind at the end of his life. Vayihi zaken Yitzchak v'tichena einav mir'os. Right, so Yitzchak calls Esav his oldest son, and he says, "Bini, vayom elav, hinini." Esav responds, "Here I am." So Yitzchak says, "I'm old. I don't know when I'm going to die. Take your kalim, go and hunt for me. Get me some game, and make me tasty food." Aselim atamim kasher hafti bavarat rechonav shibatam amos. So then, Rivka hears that Yitzchak speaking to Esav, and Esav goes out to the field to capture some animals. Beautiful. That's the psukim. Now Rashi comments that when we say when Yitzchak Avinu tells Esav to go and get me some food, the lashon that Yitzchak uses is sona keilecha. Zok Rashi sona lashon hashchaza. Hashchaza means sharpen your knife. Okay, it's a Mishnah Beit, so you shouldn't sharpen a knife on Yontif, etc. Right? And what he's saying, what Yitzchak Avinu is telling Esav, is chadad sakincha, sharpen your knife, ushchot yafe, shelo tachileni nevela. Yitzchak Avinu is saying, I want you to shecht properly, because I don't want to eat tray food. Now, obviously, Yitzchak Avinu is... Yitzchak Avinu is saying, I don't want to eat shrei food. He's not b'choyev, there's no Torah. Eino mitzvah v'osa, he wants to eat the kosher food. Another aspect, right? Now, Sudolid Sayid, he tells him also, take min ha-hefger v'lo min ha-gezel. So Yitzchak Avinu is giving Esav two tzivuyim. One tzivuy is shecht properly, sharpen the knife to shecht. The Bali Atosis, by the way, explained that the Pasuk Tzuda Litzayid, there's an extra hey, the Torah should just say v'tzayid litzayid or tzuda, so that he teaches me the chamisha psula nevshchita. What Yitzchak Avinu is telling Esav is shecht properly, make sure you don't do any shehiyah, jirasa, chalada, hagrama, ikor, right? There are five psulim in the shechita, right? Shehiyah, if you stop in the middle, you delay, that's a psul. Shehiyah derasa. Derasa means if I apply pressure. The shechita has to be clean, the cut. Can't be that you're doing pressure. Shehiyah derasa, chalada. Chalada means if I shech from underneath the skin. If I pierce and then I shech, that's chalada. Hagrama probably means that you're shechting in the wrong place. You're supposed to shech right in the tabas. You shech in the wrong place, that is hagrama. And ikur means, according to one version of Tosis, that's the most accepted version, ikur means if the sakin has a pegima, if the knife has a chip in it, the knife has a dent, so then if you shecht, that would rip the simen, right, rather than slice it, so that's a psul. So Yitzchak Avinu is telling Esav, shecht properly. That's one din. The other thing Yitzchak is telling Esav is, Esav, I want you to not bring min hagezel. So Yitzchak is keeping halacha. He doesn't have to keep halacha. Sheva mitzvah bin inayach hagezel, good, good, we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But lecha ora, Yitzchak is warning Esav about both of these things, and there's almost an equation between them. So far, so good? That's what you want to say, Mark? Okay, good. Now, what's interesting is that Rashi in the next pasuk says that Esau is going out lotzud sayid lahavi, meaning he's going to capture stuff and bring it. If he doesn't find from Hefker, Esau intended to bring from Gezel. Now, Gezel l'cha'ayra is worse, like you said, than the psal of Shrita. But nonetheless, Esau apparently is not such aggressive tzaddik, right? So that's what it says in the pasuk. Okay. Now here's the problem. Yitzchak Avinu is so careful; he wants the kosher food, and he sends Esav to shecht. The Gemara in Kedushin tells me that Esav had the halachic status of a Yisrael mummer. No, the din in Yeridei Simon Beis is that the shechita of a mummer is puzzle. So how on earth could Yitzchak fulfill the mitzvah of, how on earth could Yitzchak be accomplishing anything by sending Esav to shecht for him, when anything that Esav shechts is going to be treif al shechitas mummer?
So how can someone be a mummer if there's no obligation yet?
So how can you be a mummer if there's no obligation? That's a good kasha. So apparently, even the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, where you were obligated, Esav is derelict in those. Esav has a din, even Imtim Tzolayim. You see, there's a huge discussion in the Achronim about whether the Avos, before Matan Torah, had the status of B'nei Yisrael or B'nei Noach, no? But even if they had the status of B'nei Yisrael, Esav is like a bad Jew, right? If they have the status of Ben Noach, Esav is a bad Ben Noach. Right? No matter what, he's bad. Right? That's the basic yisod. We believe Esav is bad. And now in Sinai, right, you can quote me on this, Esav is bad. Okay. So far, so good. Now, how on earth could Yitzchak Avinu have eaten the food that Esav shechted? Isn't it treif? So there is a literature about this in the Kli Chemda, where Meir Dan Plotsky al HaTorah writes that he thinks that Yitzchak was able to eat Esav's shechita because Yitzchak is blind and the Suma is pater from mitzvahs. So that's what we want to talk about now. The Ptur of Suma from mitzvahs, how far does that go? What's the extent of it? And can we equate a suma who's pater from mitzvahs to an isha who's patura from mitzvahs essay? Right, that's the huge discussion that we're going to get into now. And this
premise of the question, whole premise is how, if he's trying to do all mitzvahs, could he have someone else doing it? Ben Ari saying he wasn't.
So apparently,
and then why did he have to have it as kosher?
So apparently, Yitzchak Avinu is trying to be yotzei the inyan of shechita as much as possible, to have food that's geshachten properly. But it turned out it wasn't good. So what's he thinking? So some suggest that in Yerideh Yosim and Beis, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a discussion that maybe the shechita of a mummer is only going to be pasul midrabanan. Maybe min ha-tayra, the shechita of a mummer is kasher shechita. So what Yitzchak Avinu is accomplishing is that al kopan in midrabanan, the shechita is good. Al kopan min ha-tayra, the
shechita is good.
Of course.
Yes.
You see, this is... again, this is not the usual approach that we like to take, to put every shtickel Torah d'achronim back to the avos, but there's a whole literature of people who do that, and I don't know, there's something to be said about it. Now, let's go through this Gemara in Kedushin, which is the source of Eino Mesuva Va'osa, which, as we point out, is relevant to our parasha in two different ways. It's relevant in terms of the dinim of the Avos Kodeh Matan Torah, and also now it's relevant for the dinim of Asuma, who also is considered Eino Mesuva Va'osa, at least according to some opinions. So the Gemara in Kedushin says, I'm Rav Yosef. The Gemara tells us that Rav Yosef is blind. And Rav Yosef says, Mirish hava mina madahava amr le halachik Rav Yehuda namer suma pater mina mitzvahs avidna yamutav l'rabbonon. Originally I said that anyone who will tell me that we're passing the town of Rav Yehuda suma's pater from mitzvahs, I'd make a big party. Why da halom if gadina v'havidna? Because I'm not commanded and I still do the mitzvahs. So if you tell me that we hold that you're not obligated mitzvahs and I still do it, that's worth a party, no? By the way, you see that whenever you're happy, you should make parties. That's what you say in this Gemara. Bahash da desham ita. Lahad da amreb chanina da kada mitzvah osa misha ina mitzvah osa. Adarabba. Ma da amreli ein halachik Rabbi Yehuda avidna yemetov al rabbonan. Now that I heard that Godo ha mitzvah osa misha ina mitzvah osa, so now I'll make the yontiv when they tell me that we don't pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, this Gemara basically says there's this town in Rabbi Yehuda that Suma is pater from mitzvahs. Rabbi Yosef is a Suma. Originally, he'd make a party when they said, we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. Then, right, later on, he heard that God Mitzvah Osa, so he made a party when he heard that we don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, push comes to shove. Acharei kechlos hakol. Do I pass him like Rabbi Yehuda? Don't I pass him like Rabbi Yehuda? It's not clear from the Gemara, no? It sounds like some people would say that we passed and some people say we didn't. Now, one could argue that from the Gemara you get an indication that we really do not pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Because the end of Rav Yosef is that when they'd say that we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, they make a party, and presumably that's the last word. That seems to be the mainstream approach in Rishonim. The majority opinion of Rishonim is that we don't pass Rabbi Yehuda, and we hold that Suma is obligated in mitzvahs, no? There might be certain mitzvahs that Suma can't do because he's blind, and certain mitzvahs require seeing. But a mitzvah that doesn't require seeing, we pass in Suma's obligation. There is an opinion of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim is a student of the Rosh. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that we pass in that Suma's pater for mitzvahs. Not the mainstream opinion. The mainstream opinion is that Suma's chayiv. Good?
Another from this Gemara is that Yosef's intuition was that the logic would be that he get more schar if he wasn't with Sinas. Because that was his Havamina.
But
that shows that logically.
Logically, you're right. Logically, the Hatzalah guy who doesn't get paid is
More
praiseworthy than the doctor who's earning $200,000 for a 30-second operation, or they get paid an obscene amount of money. Although it's getting a little bit better, although we have to see what will happen if Obamacare is overturned. That's a different topic of conversation. But yes, right? Svarin osenes that Eino Mitzvah Osa is greater, but Lamaisa we hold Godo HaMitzvah Osa. Why that is true? We had two possibilities earlier, right?
Come to think of it, using the praiseworthy, why don't we say that cholamar b'harizim neshuva? I mean, if so, we see this, the idea in Judaism that sometimes, you know, what you do above and beyond what's required is praiseworthy.
That is certainly true, but it's more praiseworthy to do stuff that I am obligated to do than it is to do stuff that I'm not obligated to do. Right? No, it's called Amar Reza Meshubach means once I'm doing all my obligations and I do more, oh, that's called Amarba. Right? Now, Taisvis in Bava Kama, Taisvis in Rosh Hashanah, Taisvis in Kiddushin, Tosis in every Masechta, basically, that where you have this Gemara, Tosis tries to prove from this Gemara that you're allowed to, that women are allowed to make a bracha when they do mitzvahs esei shehazman grama. Remember, women are not obligated in mitzvahs esei shehazman grama. If a woman does such a mitzvah, does she make a bracha? Rambam says, absolutely not, no? Rambam and Sfaradi women in Shulchan Aruch, right? Sfaradi women don't make brachas in mitzvahs esei shehazman grama. Because it's a potential bracha l'batala. How could I say Asher Kitchem Sosov Tzivanu Lishmo Akol Shofar when I don't have to? There's no tzivui, right? Ashkenazi women follow the rabbi. Well, I didn't hear what you said. I missed something. Lesate Patzitzis. Okay, fine. Now, Ashkenazi women make a bracha when they do mitzvahs esei shehazman grama. This is standard practice. They follow the Rabbeinu Tam. What's the raya? So Rabbeinu Tam says, I have a raya from this Gemara. Rabbi Yosef originally was very happy when he heard that Asum was potter from mitzvahs. Because I'm going to get gevaldik reward even though I'm potter. Says Rabbeinu Tam, how could you be happy that you're pater from mitzvahs? If you're pater from mitzvahs, you don't make a bracha. How can you be happy if you're missing out on your brachas? By the way, listen to the svar of that Rabbeinu Tam. How can you be happy if you're missing out on the bracha? Right? There's like an adinus hanefesh there, which I think is very sweet within the Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says, obviously, if Rav Yosef was happy when he was potter, that tells me that he was making brachas. And if a suma can make a bracha, so therefore an isha can also make a bracha. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. And that's why women make brachas on mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Based on this raya. Comes along the Riba HaTaisis. And the Riba HaTaisis, the Riba Latosis disagrees. The Riba Latosis says that you cannot compare Noshim to Asuma. Why? Because women are entirely potter from mitzvahs. No chiyuv whatsoever. Asuma. Asuma is not potter from mitzvahs. The Suma is going to be chayiv in mitzvahs midrabbanon. So therefore, the Suma made a bracha. Because he's chayiv midrabbanon. We make brachas on mitzvahs midrabbanon all the time. Ner Chanukah, mitzvah midrabbanon, I make a bracha. Zok to me, I can't compare Suma to Isha. Because Isha, right, look at it inside, underlined. The avagav the Isha miftereb and mitzvah saseh shazman grama v'lo mechayvinon afilu midrabanon mishum sheyesh mitzvah harbei nimechayeves behu aval suma ipatrisli mikol mitzvah afilu midrabanon imkein hefalei kemol nachri she'ein noheg b'toras Yisrael klal. Zakhdiri, it has to be that Suma is different from Isha, because an Isha is to Rava Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. But there's so many mitzvahs that are not Zman Grama that she is obligated in. So therefore you know women are Jewish. But a Suma, if a Suma is going to be putter from mitzvahs entirely, even midrabanon, so Suma is going to be like a Goyzak Taisvis. And therefore I can't compare Suma to Isha. Right? Just because Rabbi Yosef, right? Obviously, Rabbi Natan is diyuk that Rabbi Yosef is happy only because he's making a bracha is a good diyuk. Well, how can you be happy if you're not making a bracha? But maybe, right? Suma made a bracha. Because Suma's chayiv midrabanan. But in Isha would not make a bracha. That's what the Rebbe Avataisa says. And you can't compare Suma to Isha. Whoop. Not bad. Now, in the Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Kamma on this Taisus, the Shita Mekubetzes writes, that a Suma does not even have a Chiyuv Midrabanan. Because if Suma would be Chayiv Midrabanan, so how could Rav Yosef say, Ana lo mafkidna? In fact, the Rashba, that if the Rebal HaTaisis is correct, that Suma is Chayiv Midrabanan, so why would Rav Yosef say, I'm not obligated? You are obligated. You're obligated rabbinically. Now, let's get beneath the hood of this discussion a teeny bit. Right? There's Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, whether we can equate Suma to Isha. And there's Machlokes Ri and the Rashba as to whether a Suma is Chayiv in Mitzvahs Midrabanan, or a Suma is not Chayiv in Mitzvahs Midrabanan. So a few points. First of all, the Noda B'Yehuda in the Tshuva, in Simen Kuf Yud Beis, the Noda B'Yehuda's Medayik from Taisus, that Taisus says that a Suma, Taisus says a Suma is obviously Chayiv Midrabanan, because if not, the Suma would be like a Goy. Zaf Noda B'Yehuda, that means that Taisus is saying that a Suma is not even obligated in Lavin. The Prima Godim writes in the Psicha Koleles that the Ptur of Suma from Mitzvahs is that a blind person doesn't have to do Mitzvahs essay. But Lavin, of course you have to do. No? Pashat. But the Nodi Huda says, one second, if I read the Rebal HaTaisus, the Rebbe Avataisis is saying that al karkecha yechayiv midrabanan, because if you wouldn't be chayiv midrabanan, so then you'd be pater entirely. That means that you're pater even from lavin. Therefore, I'm chayiv midrabanan. So we're going to bring it back to Yitzchak in a second, right? That's where we're going. But the Noda B'Yehuda and the Prima Godim are arguing as to whether, according to the opinion that Suma is Pater from Mitzvahs, the opinion of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, the opinion of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who paskins like that Tana, does that mean that you're Pater from Mitzvahs essay, but you're Chayiv and Lavin, that's what the Prima Godim says, or says the Noda B'Yehuda, I could be Medayik from the Taisvis, that you'd be Pater even from Lavin, because you're going to be like a Goy. Now, it seems to me,
like a
goy? No, he was happy.
Why,
that you're saying that you have to be hefker and
nichalei. That's what it seems to turn out to be.
But so Rav Yosef is saying, I'm going to get tremendous schar, and Rav Yosef's happy. I'm going to get tremendous schar because I have zero obligation. I'm like a goy. I'm like a goy. Zero obligation at all. I decide to do mitzvahs. Wow, what a volunteer act. No? That's... Now, the problem with this read of the Noda B'Yehuda is as follows. My obligation to do mitzvahs d'rabbanon comes from Lo Sasur. No? If I have no chiyuv in lavin, how could I then be chayiv midrabbanon? No? The Noda B'Yehuda's take on, the Noda B'Yehuda's diak in the Taisvis And that Taisa says you're going to be like a guy. Imkein havalei kemo nachri, she'eino noeg b'toras Yisrael klal. It seems difficult to me to say that your mamish is going to be putter even from Lavin, because then I can't be chayiv in the Rabbanans. Right?
This,
ah, now, so what does Taisus mean? So I thought that this issue is really similar to the discussion in the Rishonim about whether you chayiv about tefillin and chol hamoed, no? Vafaresh. Many of the Rishonim in their conversation about whether you chayiv to wear tefillin and chol hamoed or not, they say that you need an ois. You need an ois. Right? Whenever there's an os, I'm potter from tefillin. Is there an os on chol hamoed? So some of the Rishonim say, well, chol hamoed, you don't really have an os, because there's no positive act that you're mechuyev to do min ha'Torah on chol hamoed. Right? Sukkah, if I want to eat, I eat in the sukkah. I'm not really obligated on chol hamoed.
The kavanas that you have to bring.
What?
The kavanas.
Well, for us, for us in the Beis HaMikdash, yeah. But for us, you shake a lulav. That's not a chiyuv mida oraisa outside of the mikdash. Matzah is probably not a chiyuv all 7 days. It's only a chiyuv v'erev teichlo matzahs. Right? The question is there a concept of an os on something that is not kum va'asei? Can you have an os out the iser of asiyas malacha? Many Rishonim, it could be the majority of Rishonim, hold that malacha b'moed is d'oraisa. Can that be an os? If I have zero obligations min ha'Torah on the mitzvah's essay side, right? But I do have Isser Malacha min HaTorah. Is that enough to be an os? So it seems to me, in rough parallels, that that's really what's going on in Taisvis. What Taisvis is saying is that a sumo would be like a goy. Not that you're not chayev in Lavin. Avad you're chayev in Lavin. But you're going to be like a goy, because if you just keep the Lavin, no one knows that you're Jewish. See, Lavin means I don't do this. Sometimes I'm not eating treif. Why am I not eating treif? Because I don't like treif. I'm not doing pick your iser. Why not? I don't want to do it. Right? The thing that shows, the thing that demonstrates that I'm a Jew is the mitzvah's essay. Right? So maybe when Tosa says kemo nochri, maybe the dirk of the Noda Yehuda is not compelling. Kachner lefiyani estaiti. The Noda Yehuda's dirk is not compelling. It could be that you, and it has to be that you're chayiv and lavin. It has to be that way. Now, nonetheless, there is a school out there. Now, Asuma is potter even from Lavin. The Minchas Chinuch, by the way, in Mitzvah Beis, Minchas Chinuch quotes this Noda Yehuda straight up. The Minchas Chinuch adds a kenech. He says, even if you hold that Asuma is potter from Lavin, but of course Asuma is chayiv in those Lavin that have been Noach is chayiv in. Right? It can't be. That's mamish inconceivable, that a suma is allowed to...
Not another
one. That would be unbelievable. Even the Minchas Chinuch can't entertain that one. That idea. Right? This is mitzvah beis oskafei. Zay yamim kabimim bi'arati da'afim nomad da'pater mikol mitzvahs af milavin mikol makam osan mitzvah shebenei noach musharin aleihem gam hu chayiv. The ain savara shiya garua mibnei noach, nihidil on the Scottish by her sinai, volonopic mikdushas ben noach, ubibnei noach, pshita, that assumes also chayiv, the lucky gabai of proliftar, the inkama komilaharach. Okay. Right, he writes that, the Minchas Chachmei, I wrote an entire chibur on this topic of suma and mitzvahs. I think we don't have any of these Minchas Chinuch like additional chiburim. But he says that's what I felt. Oh. Now, to take it back to Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu may have said something along these lines. You know what, Esav, you're going to shecht for me. Even though you're a mummer, right, your shechita will count something. Why will your shechita count something? So, perhaps the psul of a mummer from shechita is as follows. A mummer is pasul to shecht because he's not a bar zavicha. Right? That people who are people who the din of bar zavicha is that someone who is mitzuvah to eat kosher can make kosher meat. If I have no tzivui, if I don't only eat kosher meat, I can't make kosher meat. That's what bar zavicha means. Maybe the category of bar zavicha comes in two forms. There's an iser to eat treif. That iser did not apply at this point. Let's go a step further. Avram Avinu keeps kol haterekula ad shelo nitna. We have two sources. A Mishnah in Sof Kedushin and that statement of Rav in Yuma Chavches. The Marashah there in Yuma Chavches writes, and Rav Sheto is quoted in the Maharal, that you can only volunteer to do mitzvah's essay. You can't volunteer to do lavin, no? Well, you can't volunteer not to do lavin. The concept of volunteering, a nazir, there's a mitzvah's essay that he should be a nazir and he should refrain, right?
That's a voluntary...
I'll say it like this. Once he takes it on, he's chayav as a nazir. Once you take on the neder, right, that's what you say. Once you take on that neder, you're chayav as a nazir.
And if somebody makes a neder,
once I take it on, I'm obligated. Right? There's a difference between volunteering to enter a category of the obligated. I don't have to wear dalet kanfis. If I do, I have to put tzitzis on. Right? I'm entering the category of the obligated. But if I want to volunteer someone who is not obligated, that only makes sense by Mitzvah's essay. That doesn't make sense by Lavin. For this reason, Rav Soloveitchik used to say that let's say someone's an adopted child, and they lose the adoptive parent, so you could volunteer Shiva. You can't volunteer Shloshim. Shloshim only has Isurim. You can't volunteer on Isurim. You can volunteer on positive acts, like Shiva, there's positive acts, right? There's positive acts of to be menable yourself, etc.
But not to shave is...
Right. But not to shave is a negative act. You can't volunteer in the negative sort of way. The category... Now, for this reason, Eino Mitzuvah Va'isa means that I am obligating myself. I'm choosing to do positive acts. The concept of Eino Mitzuvah Va'osa doesn't make sense by Lavin, because Lavin, you're not an Osa. Right? Yitzchak Avinu tells Esav, go and shecht. It's going to be Nevela, because he's a mummer. Teretz is, well, that's not such a problem, because even though he's keeping Kalatei Rekula, that means on the essay aspect. If it's going to be a Nevela, that don't bother me so much. So why is he telling him to shecht properly? Tell him to shecht properly even though it's in the Vela. The whole thing, right, this was your question like 20 minutes ago. Trying to flesh it out. Yeah?
When I say Sfora, I mean, The next pasuk says, "Rochelu ba'amor to berecha nafshi." So that he doesn't want a meal; he wants some spiritual. He wants a soul.
And for the spiritual thing, he needs something to be shechted. It's like the story about the chola who has to eat, and he says, "Shech the pig and check the pig's lungs," right? And then they tell him it's a pig, right? Maybe.
We can't concede that Yitzchak's soul would be stirred to make a bracha.
One could argue. See, he's trying to argue as follows. In the Sefer Chavetz Hasharin, he wants to say that there's two dinim. There's an Isser Nevela, then there's a Mitzvah's essay of Shechita. Yitzchak Avinu is volunteering on the Mitzvah of Shechita, but the Isser Nevela doesn't apply. So the mitzvah's essay of Shechita, he says, I want you to shech properly. And you'll do the mitzvah, you're a mummer. What does mummer mean? Mummer means you eat treif. It doesn't matter if you eat treif, because that's permitted. That's not a kasha. I still want you to shech properly to volunteer for the mitzvah of Shechita somehow. Now that's a whole discussion at the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, whether Shechita is a mitzvah's essay, or an iser essay. What type of bracha is birchas HaShechita? Is it a birchas HaMitzvah? Or is it a Birchas Shevach HaHodaah? That's an extensive discussion. I should just add two things. One is that some of what I'm saying tonight comes from this Sefer from Rabbi Binyamin Tabori. He's a Rebbe in the Gosh. He needs a Refuah Shleima. He's been sick for a while, but he has a very nice essay in this week's Parasha about the status of blind people in their Kiyum HaMitzvahs. Some of the Maror Makomis that we quoted comes from here. There's also the Malbim. The Malbim in the Sefer Arts Chayim. The Malbim was a Goyin Olam. So the Malbim has a diyuk from the Rabbeinu Tam in that Taisvis that a Suma is obligated in Lavin. No? Let's go slowly. Rabbeinu Tam proves that obviously Rabbi Yosef is happy, so he made a bracha. And if a Suma can make a bracha, an Isha can also make a bracha. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Malbim, if a Suma is not obligated in Lavin, so the Summa is not obligated in the dinim of Lo Sisas Shem Hashem Lashav. So maybe the Summa can make a bracha because he has no Isser bracha Shein Etzricha. Elamai, the fact that Rabbeinu Tam brings the Raya, that shows that he holds that Summa is obviously obligated in Lavin. Right? By the way, the Raya is pretty pashut that Summa is obligated in Lavin. Because if I'm equating Suma to Isha, Noshim are obligated in Lavin, Suma is obligated in Lavin, right? The bigger question is within the Re, whether Suma is obligated in Lavin, and that we said, the Noi de Behuda says that Suma is not obligated, but we wanted to read the Taisvis a little differently. Okay, so this is some of the discussion, whether blind people are obligated in Lavin or not. It's a machlokas, like we said, Noi de Behuda and Prima Godim, but one could possibly read that these are the two opinions in the Tosis. Okay, Chevra, we should have a good Shabbos, and okay. Thank you for listening.
What about a person who was born with sight and became blind?